Today is the 18th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. It's great to gather here around the global campfire and just be cozy and safe and allow the scriptures to come into our lives as we open our hearts to them. What a wonderful thing that we get to do every day. I'm so glad that we could be together. And let's dive in and take that next step forward. And of course, that next step begins where we left off, and that happens to be in the book of 1 Samuel right now, where we are continuing to watch the intertwining of King Saul's life with David's life. Saul wants David dead, and that is intertwining their lives because David doesn't want to be dead, and so he's on the run and having to grow up really fast. And we see sharp contrasts between these two men. And so let's pick up the story. 1 Samuel chapters 22 and 23 today. So David departed from there and escaped to the cave at Adullam. When his brothers and his father's entire household heard about it, they went down to join him there. Everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. There were about 400 men with him. David went from there to Mizpah in Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please, let my father and mother come and stay with you until I find out what God will do for me." So he brought them to the king of Moab, and they stayed with him the whole time that David was in the stronghold. The prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Leave and go to the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Ereth. Saul heard that David and the men with him had been located. Saul was sitting under the tamarisk tree on an elevated location in Gibeah. He had his spear in his hand, and all his attendants were standing around him. Saul said to his attendants who were standing around him, "Listen, you Benjaminites. Will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all officers over thousands and officers over hundreds? So why have all of you conspired against me? Why is there no one who informs me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse? Why is there not one of you who sympathizes with me or informs me that my son has stirred up my servant against me so that he is waiting to ambush me as he is today?" Then Doeg, the Edomite, who was standing beside Saul's attendants, replied, "I saw the son of Jesse come to Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, at Nob. The priest inquired of the Lord for him and gave him supplies and the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Then the king summoned the priest Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, along with all of his father's house, that is, all the priests who were in Nob, and all of them came to the king." Saul said, "Listen, you son of Ahitub." He answered, "I am listening, my lord." Saul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, by giving him bread and a sword and inquiring of God for him, so that he can rise up against me and lie in ambush as he is doing today?" Then Ahimelech answered the king, "Who among all your servants is as faithful as David? He is the king's son-in-law, the head of your elite troops, and is honored in your house. Have I just begun to inquire of God for him today? Certainly not. The king should not charge anything against his servant or against all the house of my father, for your servant knows nothing at all about this matter. in whole or in part. The king said, "You shall certainly die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." Then the king said to the bodyguards who were standing around him, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hand, too, is with David. They knew that he was fleeing, but they did not inform me." But the attendants of the king would not raise a hand against the priests of the Lord. Then the king said to Doeg, "You turn and attack the priests." Doeg, the Edomite, turned and attacked the priests. On that day, he killed 85 men who wore the special linen garment. He struck Nob, the city of the priests, with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and nursing babies, as well as cattle, donkeys, and sheep, all of them with the edge of the sword. But one of the sons of Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, whose name was Abiathar, escaped and fled to David. Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the Lord's priests. David said to Abiathar, "On that day when Doeg the Edomite was present, I knew without a doubt that he would tell Saul. I am responsible for the death of all the members of your father's house. Stay with me. Do not be afraid, for the one who seeks my life also seeks your life. You will be safe with me." David was told, "Here's news. The Philistines are fighting against Keilah and plundering the threshing floors." So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and strike these Philistines?" The Lord said to David, "Go strike the Philistines and save Keilah." But David's men said to him, "Look, how afraid we are here in Judah. How much more than if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him, "Set out and go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David and his men went to Keilah and fought against the Philistines. He took away their livestock and struck a heavy blow against the Philistines. David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. When Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, fled with David to Keilah, he had brought the special vest, which was in his possession. When Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, he said, "God has delivered him into my hand, since David has trapped himself by entering a city that has barred gates." Then Saul summoned all the fighting men to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. David knew that Saul was planning to harm him, so he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the special vest here." Then David said, "O Lord, the God of Israel, your servant has heard a specific report that Saul plans to come to Keilah to destroy the city because of me. Will the citizens of Keilah hand me over to him? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, please tell your servant." The Lord said, "He will come down." And David asked, "Will the citizens of Keilah hand me and my men over to Saul?" The Lord said, "They will hand you over." Then David and his men, who numbered about 600, immediately departed from Keilah and went wherever they could. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up his plan to go there. David stayed in the strongholds in the wilderness. He remained in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. Saul searched for him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. David knew that Saul had come to seek his life. David was at Horesh in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul's son, Jonathan, set out and came to David at Horesh. There he strengthened his hand in God. He said to him, "Do not be afraid, because the hand of my father Saul will not find you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows that." They both made a covenant before the Lord. Then David stayed at Horesh, and Jonathan returned home. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah and said, "Do you know that David is hiding near us in the strongholds at Horesh, near the hill of Hakalah, in the southern part of the Badlands? So now, O king, come down. Come down whenever you wish to come, and our role will be to deliver him up into the king's hand." Saul said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, for you have sympathized with me. Go and make sure that you know exactly where he is and who has seen him there, for I have been told that he is very wily. Make sure that you know all the places where he hides. Then come back to me with solid information. Then I will come with you. If he is in the land, you can be sure that I will hunt him down among the thousands of Judah." So Saul's men set out and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Meanwhile, David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the Arabah, south of the Badlands. Saul and his men went to look for David. When David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. When Saul heard that, he pursued David in the wilderness of Maon. Saul was going along one side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side. David hurried to get away from Saul and his men, who were trying to surround David and his men in order to capture them. But a messenger came to Saul and said, "Hurry, come back, because the Philistines have made a raid on the land." So Saul turned back from pursuing David and went to confront the Philistines. That is why that place is named Selah, Amalekoth. Then David went up from there and stayed in the strongholds of En-Gedi. John 10, 1 through 21. Amen. Amen. I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the door, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens the door for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own sheep, he walks ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration in speaking to the people, but they did not understand what he was telling them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I tell you, I am the door for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, who is not a shepherd, does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. Because he worked for money, he does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. I also have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I laid down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This is the commission I received from my Father." There was a division among the Jews again because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the sayings of someone demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Psalm 115. Not to us. Not to us, O Lord. Not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, "So where is their God now?" In fact, our God is in the heavens. He does everything that pleases him. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have a mouth, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have a nose, but they do not smell. Their hands, they do not even feel. Their feet, they do not even walk around. They do not even make a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord remembers us. He will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small with the great. May the Lord add blessings to you and to your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are heavens for the Lord, but the earth he gave to the children of Adam. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any of those who go down to silence. But we are the ones who bless the Lord from now to eternity. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 15, 18, and 19. A hot head stirs up a fight, but a patient person calms a dispute. The way of a lazy person is like a thorny hedge, but the path of upright people is a highway. Okay, so as we continue the journey through 1 Samuel, at this point now, it's pretty clear David is a fugitive. And he is literally on the run. And the king and his army, the armies of Israel, are trying to find him and kill him. So if we can just step back for a second and put ourselves in David's shoes for a moment, we can imagine the level of anxiety and disruption that he would be feeling. He was a shepherd. He was a shepherd boy. And then he slew a giant. And everything is tipped upside down since then for David. And it's been erratic. He's had to grow up fast. He's had to learn quick. And now he's literally on the run, moving from place to place to place to stay alive as the king pursues him. Once again, Saul and David worship the same God, believe the same things, but are having very different experiences. David is learning that his only hope for survival is the hand of God, and that is changing him from within, as we will see. Meanwhile, what's in Saul's mind is not God. It's David and all the stories he's making up about David. And Saul is is pretty much insane with paranoia at this point. We saw this horrible story about the priest Ahimelech, who was summoned before the king for giving service to David. And Ahimelech, the priest of God, has his whole household of priests, 85 priests wearing their priestly garments. Like, this is a big deal. And Ahimelech's just saying to the king, listen, we would never betray you. Like, and why would David do what you're accusing him of? Like, he's one of your most trusted allies. Like, we've sought God for him before. We're not doing anything wrong here. But what ends up happening is that King Saul demands that the entire priestly family be killed by the edge of the sword. Like, what a horrible scene. What a horrible way to die. And the servants of the king, they won't strike down the priests. It's Doeg, this person who witnessed David and Ahimelech speaking, that kills these people. It's madness. But this is what we're supposed to see. These two paths, the path of Saul, the path of David, that are intertwined but are going to end completely different. May we watch these paths. They're telling us where the road goes. We're watching this jealousy and envy grow into paranoia, grow into murderous insanity on the king's part, while we're watching David lose everything and just trying to hold on to his next breath, becoming stronger and stronger and stronger as he depends more intensely on God for his survival. And so, Holy Spirit, come into this as we continue to examine and learn of Saul and David. Help us to see their paths, their choices, the road that they chose and where it ends up. And may we see these things in ourselves, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base, and that is where you can find out what's going on around here. And the Daily Audio Bible app does that and more, and you can download that free from the app store that's connected to your device. Just search for Daily Audio Bible, and you should be able to find that and put it in the palm of your hand, so check that out. Check out the different sections, like the community section. This is where to get connected. This is where the prayer wall lives. The Daily Audio Bible shop offers different categories with resources for the journey that we are on. Whether that be just fun stuff or whether that be things to take the journey deeper and wider. So check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Humbly, thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, there are a number of numbers that you can call. In the Americas, 877-942-4253. In the UK or Europe, 442036088078 is the number to call. And if you are in Australia, 61388205459 is the number to dial. And of course, no matter where you are in the world, you can just hit the hotline button in the app. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Anthony. I was supposed to have done this weeks ago, months ago, Lord put it on my heart to reach out to the DAB family and ask for prayers. I was hard-headed and I didn't. Now I find myself, after a few days in ICU, just brought down today to the intermediate care unit, where I've been coughing blood and the doctors have no idea what it is. They can't tell whether I have pneumonia, whether I have bleeding in my lungs, or what. They did a procedure where they ran a scope up through my femoral artery up into my lungs. They couldn't find anything. There's several other procedures they're going to do. I know that the answer is in our Father, Jehovah Rapha. And I ask you to pray for me and pray that I get the healing that I need so that I can go back home to my family and be a testimony. In any case, I love you. I've been listening to the DAB family since about the beginning, off and on. I've been a contributor for many years. I believe that this is life-giving to me, so therefore, as Brian says, I step up. In any case, I love you all. I pray that your prayers are answered too.
Hi, everyone who's out there. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible now for 10 years, and it has changed my life. The education, the wisdom that it has given me, that's amazing. This morning, my wife and I were talking, and she said I changed in the last 10 years, and she didn't know what was wrong with me. My wife suffers from various diseases, cancers, and hereditary diseases, and I care for her. And she just ripped me. She said I was everything under the sun, that I've changed, and I didn't know what to do. And she suffers with so many other addictions that she had gotten over. And I don't know what to say. I pray for wisdom. I pray that our marriage would last. We have children, grandchildren. And it's so true. We must be equally yoked. Otherwise, it's doomed for failure. I request that she come to church, and she looks at me as if she's being possessed. Please pray for me, all you great people out there who love and trust the Lord. For it's by the Lord we are saved, by the blood of Christ that's shed upon us that sets us free. And yes, we are different. We are predestined and chosen to be the sons of God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you to all.
Hello, DAB family. This is Priscilla Zacharias, and it is May 16th when I am calling. I'm just calling to ask for prayer for rain for the area I live in. It's wildfire season in Alberta, and I live in northern Alberta, and it is crazy up here. There are fires everywhere, and every other day we're getting smoke from a fire from somewhere close by. My parents right now are on a fire watch, and they live in the country. It's kind of scary. And if the wind turns the right way or the wrong way, then the fire would be coming toward them. And so I'm asking very much that you could pray for rain for our area, because we really need it to stop the fires.
Hi, DAB family. This is Kat in the UK. Just phoning in on my lunch hour to ask for prayer for my niece. So my niece, Sydney, is 17 and recently diagnosed with endometriosis. This has left her in a lot of pain and unable to live life, really. She can't go to college. She can't go out to walk and enjoy the sunshine. She's tired and she's in pain all the time. There is a solution, however, which is surgery. But unfortunately, despite it being free in the UK, which is amazing, there's quite a long wait. So will you please pray that her pain would be gone, that she would be made whole, and that she would be able to live life to the fullest and no longer miss out. Thank you, family. Love you. God bless.
Today is May the 16th, and I am out for a morning walk for the first time in a long time. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we go to memorial service to bury my son. He shot himself about a week ago now, and we're pretty devastated. It is a celebration of his life today. He has friends from all over the country that have flown in. He's 24, was in the process of finishing up a degree at college. The demons that have been chasing him caught up with him. My family would appreciate prayers because the grief doesn't end just because the service will today. And most of all, I ask prayers, please, for the young people, the 20-somethings, those who have come of age and independence during this pandemic and are struggling to find their place in this broken world. There are many, many kids out there that are hurting, and I hurt for them. Lord, lift them up, keep them close, and keep them safe. In Christ I pray. Amen.